The frigid night air, coupled with the cold wind whipping noisily through the trees, set her nerve endings on edge. When her gaze landed on Shantara again, she noted the deep concern marring her features. She gathered herself together and delved into the matter at hand.
"You once talked about some interesting capabilities a few fairies in their infancy exhibited directly after the rending," Inslee said.
Shantara gave her a questioning look.
"That's correct. There were two fae children, relatives of Puck, who were rumored to have the ability to borrow elemental magics from others and weave them together. It was suggested these children might be trained to restore all four elemental magics to one specific core."
"Were they trained?"
Shantara hesitated for a moment before answering.
"They were." "Were they successful?"
"No."
"There was another element needed. Some type of anchor to stay the threads within the core and create a process of never-ending regeneration. Otherwise, the four magics died out entirely, and the subjects experimented upon lost all magical ability."
"The diadem was thought to be that anchor, correct?"
"Its turquoise stone fixed at the crown's very center held immense power."
"Yes, but when the children used it for this purpose, it created more harm than good. Minds were shattered, elemental magics became warped and corrupted. The diadem, once a powerful tool for harnessing my mother's magical capabilities, was negatively affected by the rending, and the stone's color changed to a sickly pale pink when channeling the magics.
It didn't respond as my mother had hoped. It became such a volatile talisman that the stone was removed from the diadem, so the article could no longer cause harm."
"What if the diadem wasn't necessarily at fault?" Inslee asked.
"What if it wasn't meant to be the anchor, but the amplifier?"
That had to be the answer. After months of research and study, she was almost certain the diadem was the key to solving all their problems. The sharp snap of a twig behind her made her whip her head around in fear. She breathed a sigh of relief when she saw no one hiding within the shadows of the forest. But that didn't mean King Maridon's spies weren't out there, watching and listening, ready to ambush her the moment she found what she was looking for.